in Gaza, where the situation at Al-Shifa Hospital has deteriorated further as Israel battles for control, insisting Hamas is using the facility as a command center. Correspondent Tina Kraus.
Gaza's largest hospital pushed to the brink while caught in the crossfire of the violent conflict just outside its doors. Inside, doctors work in the dark with no power. The hospital says several patients, including some premature babies, have died, and there's a race against time to save the others. Israel's military says it's trying to facilitate the delivery of incubators to the hospital.
In Washington, a big test for the new House Speaker, as he races to try to keep government offices up and running past Friday. CBS's Chanel Call.
In a last-ditch effort to prevent a government shutdown, newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson is proposing a two-step plan.
There's nothing magical or mysterious about it. It would just be effectively two phases.
The stopgap measure would extend funding through January 19th for agencies including transportation and housing. Other departments like defense and homeland security would be funded through February 2nd.
A similar move cost Kevin McCarthy his speakership. Supreme Court justices have adopted the first code of ethics since the High Court was founded in 1789. It follows scrutiny over undisclosed trips and gifts from wealthy benefactors to several justices, including Clarence Thomas. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
In ways big and small, the court is telling us, you wanted this, we're giving you something, but it's frankly not much of something.
We'll find out how much more or less we're paying for the basics when the government releases October's Consumer Price Index later this morning. Bank Rate's Greg McBride.
If inflation is seen as trending lower, that's what we want to see, and that's what will help keep the Fed on the sidelines.
Included in today's report, food, energy, and gas prices. In a few hours, President Biden is expected to give an update on the administration's efforts to fight climate change. CBS's Bo Erickson from the White House.
Overall, U.S. greenhouse gas emissions from mostly burning fossil fuels represents about 17% of current global warming. But one bit of good news detailed in the report is that U.S. emissions have continued to fall since 2007.
How's $52 million grab you for a fancy set of wheels? That was the winning bid for a 1962 red 250 GTO Ferrari at auction at Sotheby's in New York. The price was actually under asking, which was $60 million. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 96 people in Wisconsin died from domestic violence last year. That's the highest number in 22 years. Those numbers are from the group End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Some social workers tell the State Journal they're worried the situation will get worse with looming cuts to federal victim resource funding. There might be trouble ahead for efforts to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee. The state Senate votes Tuesday on an amended bill to pay for maintenance at American Family Field. But as of Monday night, not enough senators support it to pass. Democratic Minority Leader Melissa Agard.
We believe that we can improve upon the bill, and we're going to continue doing everything that we can to make sure that the state of Wisconsin is getting the best deal possible.
That's Agard on Upfront on WISN-TV in Milwaukee. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 60 today, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 39 tonight, high of 60 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 35.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never. No. I've never been on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've been on like dozens. Oh, my gosh.
The library in Wisconsin Rapids is typically quiet, like most. But did you know it can get loud when there's live music? The McMillan Memorial Library is the home to the Cowboy Union Jam, featuring classic country, bluegrass, and gospel music. It's even bringing new interest to the old pedal steel guitar. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Bar.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It's Tuesday, November 14th. Another beautiful day to have you here up north and all across the Civic Media Radio Network. We thank you if you're listening on the radio or by app, by podcast, or by social media. Nice to have you along from our home base, 93.5 The Tap in Chippewa Falls. Here's what's on tap this morning. Could dating apps help save democracy? Dating apps are the latest platforms where you might see a reminder about registering to vote, or maybe be able to filter your dating searches so that you're not dating someone who's going to test your patience as you get closer to election day. We'll have the latest on the government shutdown showdown. Courier Newsroom, the parent company of Up North News, announces new products, introduced in part with a column from Senator Tammy Baldwin. There may yet come a day when a certain group of political leaders stops demonizing all immigrants and cooperates on passing long overdue immigration reform. Until then, people like Tony Gonzalez, our guest in our 7 o'clock hour, will keep trying to inform politicians about immigrants' essential role in Wisconsin agriculture and about the need for year-round work permits, driver's licenses, frankly, a kinder heart as well. So we'll talk to Tony Gonzalez and Hans Breitenmoser in our second hour. We'll get the weatherology forecast from meteorologist Jennifer Huchitsky, and we'll talk to Chad Holmes about his show that comes up on Bull Falls Radio in Wausau right after this one. You, of course, can be a part of it all by calling 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. You can also text that number. You can call or text us from the Civic Media app. And if you don't have that on your phone yet, what are you doing? Get that on there. You can listen to stations all across Wisconsin, listen to the different shows that way. You can also go to the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the stations as we continue growing the network. And I say we, as they. Up North News is a separate entity. I'm just over here being an independent contractor and cheerleader for Civic Media, but they continue to grow the network. Lots of shows, lots of Wisconsin-grown shows that you can and ought to be listening to. Now, as I tell you about the temperatures here at 6:09 in the morning, see if you can't tell that there is a cloud deck up north that's trapping some of yesterday's heat in, and where the skies are clear and yesterday's warmth is already gone. For example, it is 28 in Madison. It's 26 in Oshkosh. It's 28 in Green Bay. But then you get to Wausau, it's 32, Wisconsin Rapids 35, La Crosse 36, Hayward is at 41, and here on Lake Wasota, it's 39 degrees. So yeah, there's a cloud deck up north here that's keeping things just a little bit warmer than, say, Waukesha, where it's 27 degrees, and where we find one chilly young man named Greg Bach at WAUK, the Shaw, down there in Waukesha. How are you? Are you Is that a fire I've seen? Did you light a fire back there? Is it a little burning barrel? What's going on down there?
I'm a cold little man producing radio. I just need the warmth of your words.
Aww.
And by the way, as a full-blown civic media employee, it's not an us and you. It's a we. This is a blended family of us.
I like that. I like that. When do I start getting a civic media paycheck then? I'd love to double dip.
I can't hear you anymore. Sorry. I can't hear this.
The connection seems to have, gone bad. So we'll talk a little bit later, about Courier Newsroom, the parent company of Up North News specifically. Greg, I was going to ask you, did we mention on air yesterday what John Oliver had done to basically hijack or rig a contest for, the favorite bird in New Zealand?
We didn't talk about it yesterday. We briefly mentioned it last week, and I watched the episode.
Oh, with the billboards.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So John Oliver does his Last Week Tonight on Sunday nights. I don't see it till, Monday evening because I'm old and can't stay up that late. So I'm watching Sunday show last night, and we'll get into the details a little bit later on, but basically New Zealand's had to delay the voting because so many votes came in and it kind of crashed the computer system for their humble little bird contest. And I feel bad for them. Foreign interference in an election is never a good thing, people, whether it's presidents or feathered friends.
I don't see this as interference. It's their rules.
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, and John Oliver went on, Jimmy Fallon's show and made an impassioned speech
dressed as the Puteki Teki. Yes. we'll have more to say about that in a little while as well. Hey, the Up North News daily newsletter can be found and subscribed to by signing up at upnorthnewswi.com. Click newsletter in the top banner there. Today's newsletter includes the story of how in the 1 year since the Dobbs decision, the total number of abortions in the U.S. actually went up in the 12 months since the Dobbs decision, even though in places like Wisconsin, that number went pretty much to zero. So an article about that. Also, the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame has two new members, and so you'll find out who they are as well. You can follow stories on our social media feed. For example, there's a link there to an article about how the group Moms for Liberty, the far-right extremist group, put up many school board candidates across the country last week, and many of them went down to defeat. So you can look for that article on Facebook and also on our website, upnorthnewswi.com. All right, let's unpack the news. You can react to these stories, vent a little about them, share what else is on your mind by calling us at 844-967-2789 or comment on Facebook as we show a live video feed of the show on the Up North News Facebook page and also the Civic Media website. The Wisconsin State Senate appears ready to approve a plan to spend more than $500 million in public funds to help the Milwaukee Brewers repair their stadium over the next 3 decades. The Senate is expected to vote on the proposal during a floor session set to begin later this morning. Now, as of last week, Republican Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu was still trying to lock down enough votes to push the package, but legislative leaders typically do not schedule bills for floor votes unless they're certain of passage. So that signals Lemahieu maybe has mustered up the 17 votes needed to pass the bill between both Republicans and Democrats, or he's trying to jam a few members who are waffling and saying, look, we're scheduling this vote. Do you want to look like a bad guy? So there's reason to follow this with just a little bit of drama in the Wisconsin State Senate later today. Over to D.C., new Speaker Mike Johnson is getting an extended honeymoon period from his fellow right-wing members, even though he's about to do a lot of the same things that got Kevin McCarthy dumped as Speaker last month. Johnson appears to be ready to pass a plan that includes no big spending cuts right now. In other words, a clean, continuing resolution.